Even though.
Even though.
Of course I'm overwhelmed.
Of course I'm overwhelmed.
Because I have a backlog.
Because I have a backlog.
Of unresolved.
Unresolved.
Trauma.
Trauma.
That's it.
That's it.
Any stress at all.
Any stress at all.
Planetary.
Planetary.
Work related.
Work related.
Relationship related.
Relationship related.
Causes.
Causes.
A triggering of all
unresolved
emotions from the past.
Emotions from the past.
I've only been taught
to avoid
negative emotion.
Except stress.
Stress is good.
It means I'm working hard.
Earning my money.
Trying to save a relationship.
We have a love-hate.
Addiction.
Addiction.
To stress.
Overwhelmed so easy.
Makes me look important.
Even to myself.
Overwhelm.
Overwhelm.
The exact opposite.
Of living in the moment.
Overwhelm.
Overwhelm. I know how to do overwhelm. I'm so talented. I can do mental overwhelm.
I can do emotional overwhelm.
I can do physical overwhelm.
I can do spiritual overwhelm.
I can do religious overwhelm.
I can do creative overwhelm.
I can do stuck in a rut overwhelm.
I am multi-talented
when it comes
to overwhelm.
Doesn't matter what I'm doing.
I know how to think three other thoughts.
Feel three other emotions.
And sense overwhelm.
And it's accepted.
And it's understood.
And if I gave up overwhelm,
I wouldn't fit in.
I wouldn't belong.
Who would like me?
Who would trust me?
Nobody trusts someone that's peaceful.
It doesn't make any sense.
All the ways
humanity
worships
overwhelm.
Stress.
Intensity.
Negativity.
Scarcity.
I can't give up overwhelm.
Can't do it.
Just can't do it.
It'll look like I'm not working.
It'll look like I'm okay.
And I assure you,
I am not okay.
And I don't want you thinking I'm okay.
When I'm definitely not okay.
All the ways.
I've agreed
to overwhelm.
As a habit.
As a default mode.
As a security blanket.
If I let go of overwhelm,
who would I be?
What thoughts would I think?
How would I communicate?
How much would I get done?
All the ways.
I've never answered my own questions.
I'm too busy with overwhelm
to explore it.
Is it true?
Is it possible
to really be overwhelmed
in work?
When I can only do
one thing at a time.
Now I can be
totally overwhelmed
mentally
because my mind
sometimes
runs away from me,
loops.
Struggles
to calm itself.
I do understand overwhelm.
Mentally.
Because I've learned so much.
I'm not really clear on what I know.
I can go either way.
I could justify.
I could explain.
Anything.
I'm not really clear anymore.
I have access
to way too much information.
And it's absolutely true.
I can be emotionally overwhelmed.
Because I'm human.
And humans
have never been taught
what to do With emotion.
With emotion.
We don't know what to do with emotion.
We don't know what to do with emotion.
Except.
Except.
Repress it.
Repress it.
Or use it.
Use it.
To hurt ourselves.
To hurt ourselves.
So it's true.
So it's true.
I can be overwhelmed mentally.
I can be overwhelmed mentally. Emotionally.
Emotionally.
But not really in work.
That's just a great story.
That's just a great story.
Just a great story.
Just a great story.
Because I can only do one thing at a time.
Two hands.
One voice.
One voice.
Can only hear one thing at a time.
I can only hear one thing at a time.
So overwhelm isn't true.
Isn't true.
It's just not true.
It's just not true.
It's one of my many outfits. So that I can fit in.
So
I don't have to really
look
at
what's going on.
What I would prefer.
Who I want to be.
If I stay in overwhelm, I'm convinced
there's no space
for questions.
Because
I'm not allowed
to question my
mind.
To question my emotions.
To question all my crazy colleagues.
That's not allowed.
That's not allowed.
I'm not allowed
to be peaceful,
productive,
emotional,
and empowered.
Who heard of that?
That's not allowed.
Overwhelm's allowed.
Peaceful.
Productive.
Emotional.
And empowered.
Is not allowed.
Overwhelm.
Is allowed.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could give myself permission.
To shift gently.
Into a bigger.
Paradigm.
I'm only
going to
do what I can do.
I always only do.
What I can do.
And then the day ends.
And then the,
and then the time goes.
I can't do more than I'm doing.
In any given moment.
The story.
The sensation.
The belief.
Of overwhelm.
Really isn't serving me.
Doesn't make me faster.
Certainly doesn't make me smarter.
As a matter of fact, it's hurting me.
Aging me.
Affecting me.
In a negative way.
I want to say thank you.
For all the years.
That overwhelm.
Signaled me.
That I'm out of balance.
That there's something I'm not looking at.
Some truth I am not owning.
I want to say thank you.
And could you give me a break?
I'd like to explore.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't want to explore.
I want to stay in overwhelm.
So there's no time
for me.
I want to forgive myself
for being so afraid
to know who I am.
To keep updated.
On my evolution.
On my growth.
On my desires.
I'm running.
On beliefs.
Teachings.
Emotions.
And memories.
Of the past.
I don't even know who I am today.
I'd like to be
comfortable
with the whole idea
that I'm just making it all up
as I go along,
and I could let go
of overwhelm
and pay real attention
to who I'm becoming
in every moment.
Wouldn't it be nice
to know who I am?
Wouldn't it be even nicer
to choose
who I'm evolving
into?
Okay, big breath.
Wow.